This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that employers cannot fire someone because of their sexual orientation or identity. Decades ago, a little-known committee of Florida's legislature undertook an anti-LGBTQ campaign that led to hundreds of teachers being fired across the state for that very reason. WLRN's Danny Rivero recently talked with State Representative Evan Jenny, who has been trying to bring light to that dark chapter of Florida's history.
Can you give us a little bit of background on what the Johns Committee was and the impact that it had on Florida's LGBTQ community in the past?
When it was initially set up in the mid-1950s, the LGBTQ community was not its first target, although eventually it would become its very real target. It was first set up really to slow down desegregation in the state of Florida. But after a period of time, that's when things shifted from segregation to really targeting the LGBTQ plus community. They initially started on the campus of the University of Florida. They had investigators that were out trying to solicit men in public, just trolling, seeing who would take that bait. So they would threaten them in no uncertain terms. They would interview and interrogate them in ways that would be completely unconstitutional in today's America, and really threatened to destroy people's lives in rural Florida at that time.
Do we have a sense of how many Floridians were directly impacted by the work of this committee?
Hundreds, if not thousands. And that becomes a big part of it, because when the legislature put this into the archives in the 1990s, everything was redacted. We know about a woman who refused to deal with them and said, no, you can just go ahead and throw me in jail. There's a woman named Gigi Mack who spent, I think it was 2 or 3 years in prison because she would not reveal the name of her girlfriend or any of her prior girlfriends. She relocated from Hillsborough to Miami. And at some point, someone from that commission called up her their then place of employment in Miami in a print shop and said, do you know who you have working for you? So even after Gigi Mack served her time and did her time for an unjust law, Gigi Mack was still harassed by this committee after the fact.
What was the reason that the committee had for going after teachers in particular, in public schools and in the university system?
The thought process that they proclaimed, which obviously I think we can all agree is completely false, but the thought process was that gay men and lesbian women would be easier to convert to communism because they had a secret, and communist agents could somehow take advantage of that and draw them into the communist community. But looking back at it now, I think we can agree it had nothing to do with communism. The first half of the Johns Committee had to do with racism, and the second half of the Johns Committee had to do with homophobia.
Has the state of Florida ever acknowledged the damage that the Johns Committee did in the 50s and 60s?
Not really. 2 years ago, I decided to, with the help of academics from around the country who have worked on this issue, historians, put together a memorial that we filed. We'll be filing it again next year. It'll be the only bill that I file at all. And it is a resolution basically memorializing the survivors. It has not been heard in the 2 years that it's been filed in a single committee whatsoever. But there's a deeper part of this as well. You have to remember, there were members of that committee that are remembered very fondly for different reasons all around the state. It just so happens that a member of the Johns Committee was Ben Hill Griffin. The name of the University of Florida's football stadium is Ben Hill Griffin Stadium.
And you're talking about the swamp?
Yes, the swamp is named after a member of the Johns Committee. That may actually have a bit to do with it as well, as this is going to cause a long, deep look in the mirror for a lot of people.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled that employers can't fire someone for being a member of the LGBTQ community. Does that ruling create an added sense of urgency for Florida to recognize that the government here played a role in firing hundreds of teachers for that exact reason in the 50s and 60s?
I would agree with that. This needs to be more widely known and more widely understood so that we don't roll back on any of these social issues that have just become modern America. They went into people's homes and tried to destroy them individually, one by one by one. This isn't some hypothetical. This is not Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale. This is something that really, really did happen. And if we're not vigilant and we're not defensive against this type of stuff, we could be in a situation where we're dealing with it again.
That was State Representative Evan Jenny speaking with WLRN's Danny Rivero. And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.